SBS Radio.
Doctors are amongst the crowds outside the prison where Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is serving time, demanding access to him. Within weeks of being imprisoned, Mr. Navalny said he had acute back and leg pain. In addition, he claims an hourly check by guards is effectively depriving him of sleep. His lawyer, Olga Mikhailova, has pleaded with authorities to provide urgent medical assistance. She says his health is deteriorating rapidly.
We have sent a lawyer's request to the neurologist and explained to him the diagnosis that was announced to Alexei, that he has two hernias and protrusion. Now it's in an acute stage. Magnetic resonance imaging showed it. Alexei wasn't given the MRI and he wasn't shown the medical assessment either. He was only allowed to write down his assessment.
Mr. Navalny began a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care for his pain. But Russian prison authorities say he's receiving all the help he needs. In the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has renewed calls for his release.
We are disturbed by reports that Mr. Navalny's health is worsening, that he's on a hunger strike to demand access to outside medical care. We urge Russian authorities to take all necessary actions to ensure his safety and health. So long as he is in prison, the Russian government is responsible for his health and well-being. We will continue to monitor the situation closely. I would also reiterate that we consider Mr. Navalny's imprisonment on trumped-up charges to be politically motivated and a gross injustice, and we stand with like-minded allies and partners in calling for his immediate release, as well as an end to the persecution of his supporters.
This comes as a Moscow court released allies of Mr. Navalny, including his brother, from house arrest. They've been accused of violating coronavirus restrictions during protests against Mr. Navalny's arrest. Lyubov Sobol was outside the court.
We shouldn't pay attention to these fabricated criminal cases in the first place. The most important thing is what's going on now. It is total lawlessness what happens with Alexei Navalny, who was almost killed with a chemical weapon. Now they try to kill him slowly and torture him in prison by denying proper qualified medical treatment, proper medicines, refusing to allow a council of physicians that is guaranteed by law to any prisoner. His essential rights are being denied.
Mr. Navalny was detained in January at a Moscow airport after spending 5 months in Germany recovering from a nerve agent poisoning, which he blames on Russian authorities. The government has rejected the accusation and claims Mr. Navalny is a Western-backed troublemaker bent on destabilizing Russia. He began his 2.5-year sentence in February for violating the terms of his probation from a 2014 embezzlement conviction widely seen as politically motivated. Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.